Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. Hello,
Get in the mood there, ooh, mate. The holiday spirit.
One entry, baby.
Wait, so have you guys clicked?
Yeah, cool.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well.
You did the.
I know, but
the
you were giving me a clap. This is out of it, by the way.
Yeah, well, I was gonna clap. But
I was just doing. I was just giving you finger bending. I was just giving you finger bending.
Are we still? Are you still? Yeah, we all still recording? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're at.
What a haunted start.
Ooh. We're so smooth, aren't we, mate?
So 45 seconds. We start properly, okay?
No, start now. This is all in, mate. Keep it.
Well, hello there, guys. Welcome to the latest installment of What Could Have Been. It's a little bit different from what we usually do, but we'll get into that.
A special episode.
My name is Macklin. And I'm here.
My name is not Matt.
No
I'm
way.
Actually Danny.
And I am Matt.
And he's
always.
He's not Danny.
He's not
Danny. That's true.
No doubt. And I'm not Macklin.
Jeez.
No, he's already said he's Macklin.
So, new installment, special episode. How we feeling, boys?
Yeah, hi, mate. A bit worse for wear. Well, a bit knackered, mate. Me and Matt just made a tasty carbonara, and it was quite heavy on the old stomach.
We actually made the carbonara in the exact same house, in the same kitchen as we did the original carbonara on
Binaural Cooking Podcast.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, Binaural Cooking Podcast. The our editor Gaz. And our boy, the narrator, is what he wants to be called, it's our sister podcast. We've got an episode with them. There's more to come with that, but yeah, we're not there. We're here with What Could Have Been.
What could have been if we didn't eat half a block of cheese each?
Oh, mate, honestly, we could have probably been a bit more proactive today.
And I'm worried about what will be as well.
Update the social media later of the results, please. That'd be amazing.
Definitely don't.
Block.
That'd be spooky, mate. That'd be scary. Leading on to our episode.
Insert sound effect, please.
Insert scary sound effect. We decided to do a quick half an hour episode just to keep the tides ticking over whilst we're in between book one and book two. Book two will be here early 2022. I'm calling it now. That's what
boom,
I'm saying.
It's set in
that's
stone.
What I'm going to push the boys to do because they're all scrambling.
Drowning,
we've
scrambling.
We've all progressed a fair amount this year. That's why What Could Have Been's grown, but behind the scenes. Enough about that. We don't need to go too much into that, but expect some good things.
Great things. Basically, we're doing this special episode to match up with the lovely time of year it is. October. Guys, what happens?
Spooktober.
So, obviously, Halloween on the 31st. We want to throw a question at you guys, the lovely listeners, you lovely guys and gals. I guess I'm going to just say it now. What could have been?
Well, before we get into the main event, I did also think of another question. Okay. Just, little one. What is everyone's favourite, say, like spooky character, horror film, character, protagonist, antagonist, whatever. Monster.
Danny, do you want to go first?
No, because I don't know the answer.
But there's no wrong answer.
There is no wrong answer, you're right.
You're in a safe space here, Danny.
Answer, which is my current answer.
No answer is your current answer. Who? Are you doing this?
Oh.
Yeah, that's become fun. That's why all I said you go first and you're poking the bear.
The empty void, Danny, how
that
messed
up. That is scary, bro. That's like the thing. Oh, shit. Can't be doing that.
Oh, radio silence.
That's the scariest thing of all.
Dead air.
I'll go into my one, I guess. Have you guys ever seen The Haunting of Hill House?
Yes. I watched the first 2-3 episodes and I think I was genuinely too
scared. It was so scary. I remember I was watching this in third year with our good friend Dom Rushworth, big shout out. We were basically watching this, stressed out as third year students, as you probably know, listener, or don't know. Yeah. And we were screaming downstairs like little girls, no offense to little girls. And fucking hell, it was the scariest series I think I've ever seen. So who earns the top spot for me? It's the fucking tall guy that follows the drug addict. So if you're if you're only two or three episodes in, you won't be familiar, but this guy was just the creepiest lurker you've ever seen. Like, he is like the Pied Piper. It's just so freaky.
Okay,
my brain has finally caught up with the question.
Well, so do you want to go first, or should I go first?
Well, I've got a little one, and then you can go, and then I'll tell my full-blown one. So the little one, have you ever watched Doctor Who?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's an episode where they're, "Are you my mummy?"
Oh, and, like,
That used to boot me out as a kid. I've got another one, but you that's go for scary. Now.
Oh, that was... I didn't even think about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
The Weeping Angels. I think actually the scariest one that they ever did, which I think got scarier the older I was I think it was one of the Matt Smith ones, and it was they were called The Silence, and they were the ones that when you stop looking at them, you forget you ever saw that they ever existed.
Wow.
And the older I got, the more I was like...
That sounds weird.
I was like, oh, that's actually just an insane concept that these things just... they exist, but they don't. Cause do they even exist? Because you never see them and you forget they exist. It was just got a bit, got a bit much. But I don't know. Traditionally, I'm going to say Chucky. Only we did mention him earlier, Danny. But Chucky was.
Yeah.
He just didn't sit well as a kid with me.
No, definitely it was spooky. Like, it is a scary situation. And but what got me, what my one was Slenderman. Mm.
Oh, standing,
that game when it came out was a bit mad, and then I got deep into the lore behind it and all the fucking conspiracy YouTube videos and all that jazz. And then, you know me, I love the casual walk at night and I love the casual walk in a forest. Combine the two, oh brother, it gets well terrifying. You see Slenderman every time you turn a corner,
and you're just looking at a really tall and skinny tree, but you still jump. Wait,
time it's just a bloke in a suit walking home. That didn't go down well, did it? Never mind.
Either one of you repeat your point right now, please.
I said half the time it's a bloke in a suit walking out.
Someone's dad.
Mate, I'm just imagining you walking through, like, the random wood near your house. I don't even know if you have one. And then you just like, see a guy walking home at, like, 5:30 from work with a briefcase. And you're like...
Mate, it's, like, 3 in the morning, just, like, walking home.
Going to
like,
work. Whoop. Those are the hard ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, I wonder what your work says, mate.
Plumbing.
Plumbing, yes. I think that, last point about this. I do still think that if you saw a man in a suit with a briefcase walking through the woods at 3 o'clock.
To be fair, that is pretty scary.
I'd get out of there.
Just with a little. He just licks his lips while he walks past. Is that?
Ooh.
Oh, mate, I'd straight up. Get out of Dodge. I would run the fuck
away. That's
what
he's betting on you to do.
Mm. What is he doing there? What, I mean, to be fair, what am I doing there? But at the same time, he's got a briefcase in the suit. He looks...
He's of a dry cider.
Frosty Jacks.
Nah, are you mad? Strictly wet cider. No, I'm joking. I never used to do that sort of stuff.
He's cleaned up his act now.
I do that stuff, I promise. I'm not exactly...
I do it all the time now.
Wait, I want to go back to what Matt... I really want to go back to what Matt was saying about that Doctor Who thing. I didn't watch the episode, but, like, did the thing actually do anything to you? Like, this weird creature that you look at and forget about?
No, it was... I can't even remember if it just existed or if it had nefarious intent.
Because if it just existed, like, I mean, if you have a trace...
No, because there was a reason why they needed... Because the whole story, they started recording every time they saw it, and then I think they killed you just by, like, confusing you and just ruining your life. I don't know, they're on a spaceship, I think.
That was, funnily enough, that character was based on Slenderman. That's why I've got it up now. It's basically a huge white head, and then it was in a suit. Yeah, because it was after the big Slenderman hype, and then this was a character in Doctor Who. Like,
this is kind of weird. Sorry, it says, go ahead.
No, I was just going to read a bit about it, but it doesn't really matter. We should get on with the show.
Yeah, we're close to 10 minutes.
We did kind of just have the same character. Tall men in suits. That was the kind of the all end all. That's freaky deaky.
Oh, yeah. Men in Black's terrifying.
Fucking hell.
Tommy Lee gives me nightmares.
So, speaking of nightmares, what we were thinking, what our question is, and we'll do... from this point on, we'll do a full little section about it, because we just had a bit of a faff at the beginning. But what could have been if there was a whole season of Halloween, like the Christmas season, where there's build-ups with songs, films on the TV all the time, people go around singing Christmas carols, shows and stuff like that. Rather than Halloween being a day, what if it was a month?
Mm.
And Matt made a valid point earlier. Like, everyone for Christmas, everyone flies home or gets the train home, or everyone just gets together as a unit or a family or whoever you want to spend the holiday season
your
with.
Your loved ones.
Imagine doing that for Halloween just to scare the crap out of your mates. Or
yeah,
your
it was just
instead.
The whole...
Wait,
yeah.
would you kind of take a certain form of transport that's themed around like a movie or film? Or that's the same thing. Or a series.
Broomstick.
Like Final Destination.
Oh, you're taking
no. There's one in a plane. So like it fucking goes down.
Yeah, the second one.
So you have like people actually legitimately dying because they use this form of transport,
it?
But it's all fun and games in the season. Would that be a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you trying to combine April Fools and mass murder and call it Halloween
April Fools?
Season here?
Yeah, mate. I'll just nosedive the plane into the ground. Like,
well,
if
we just
really
use
funny.
If we somewhat like The Purge, but on Halloween, like, well, you know, it was fair game,
yeah,
it's Halloween
yeah.
season. You should never get a plane
in
October.
That Final Destination devil will get you. That kind of thing. It's good marketing. And bad marketing simultaneously.
Yeah.
You're gambling with your life. That's the most brave thing or stupid thing you could do. So
the only way I like to gamble really.
like you
life.
Wandering through the woods.
Every time I sit on a poker table, I just put a gun and be like, right, if I win, I get to shoot someone. If I lose,
do you own many firearms, Danny?
Yeah, loads actually.
It's hard to come by.
Well, now you ask.
Well, fair.
Nah, I used to have two BB guns, mate. I don't own any shit, brother.
The pellets will still hurt,
yeah.
Mate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be fair, I think I'm getting kicked out of bringing a BB gun to a poker table. Anyway.
Trying to hold up the table.
Oh,
unless
no,
everyone
mate,
else
it's just a prop. It's just a prop, mate. I just want to look like Al Pacino.
Bring your golden AK. Like, it's actually just so shit. Like, you've got this AK that you've spray painted gold from like Halfords.
Your hands always, like, after touching them, have like a horrible smear of like spray paint on.
Do you know the way there's like Santa's grottos?
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Let's get back on topic.
Do you reckon there'd be like scary houses or like Satan's?
Well, I've been wanting to do one the whole this year. I was like, what have I not properly done? Yeah, I've done the trick or treating. I've been out.
I think people would go a lot harder on tricking and treating.
Yeah, I've done everything apart from doing like a spooky maze or like a haunted house, like a proper haunted house with actors and things. So
would you not go into a? People not go into like destitute? Was that the right word? I don't know. Like houses that have been abandoned, like more often. In this weird, wonderful, seasonal Halloween world.
Well, yeah, I think, well, it's like surface level, there'd obviously be the whole, like, Christmas season presents, that kind of vibe of, like, oh, you actually make it into a full thing where you know, there's themed food, everyone eats pumpkins for a month. But then if you actually dig deeper, would we, as a society, be like, yeah, would we be exploring everything? Would people believe in ghosts more? Would we do this and that?
Maybe more like Day of the Dead vibes in, I believe it's like Mexico, South America. Danny, you might know more.
Yeah, that's good.
But just
Mexico's in central. Oh, no. Central.
In northern. No, it's northern.
Central, northern, southern
Mexico's
America.
The first one, the first. Mexico's the most northern country in Central America.
Yeah, like but yeah, that, yeah, exactly. Like a whole celebration, except for it's all over the world. That'd be so cool. Like, what's that Disney movie
Coco.
That came out recently? Coco, that's it. Coco.
Oh, well, mate, it's such
one of
a good
favorite
film.
Pixar
it is.
Yeah.
Like, but that'd be so. There's so much color. Obviously, it's a good film.
Oh, Matt, should we cuddle in bed and watch that later?
Ooh, could be done. Could be done. As it is on the theme of.
You're making me un poco loco.
Wait, what is it called in Spanish, Danny? Day of the Dead.
What?
Dias Las Muertes, something. Sorry, I butchered
it. Yeah, mate.
Something like that.
Close. I didn't know the word for dead, to be honest. Don't really talk about death all that much in Spanish.
That's good.
No. Plus, my Spanish is really broken. I spoke about green parrots a fair amount. La Paz Verde, but other than that, it was usually, hola, mi amo Dani, ¿qué tal?
Yeah.
All that shit.
But yeah, so would you think that you would be, would there be more of a culture, like kind of going more back to the root of Halloween as a celebration about how
do you know
when, like, you know, we're closest to the realm of the dead and it's a crossover period where we've got to be careful, like would we be more not scared or superstitious, and would we still,
yeah, it'd be quite a spiritual festival, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
that'd be sick.
I think a lot of people would just be very reflective on the loved ones they've lost.
Ooh.
We'd have more of a holistic take.
Because if it is a full season, not everyone, the majority of people get involved with Christmas. You can't avoid it. Like, as a nation, you always know it's Christmas. So, and I guess you always know it's Halloween. But if we're making it more prominent, like there would be like houses or haunted houses or stuff like that. I don't imagine there's a church ceremony specifically for Halloween on the day of Halloween where there is for Christmas. So do you reckon that'd happen where we repent for thinking of the dead so much? Or maybe it would be a celebration. I don't know.
I think it would be a celebration.
Christmas is a celebration.
I think I want to know who the figurehead, the Donny at the top of the Halloween pile is. We've got a Santa for Christmas. Who would be our leader?
He will take us through these dark times and make it even darker. Yeah.
Biggie Smalls.
Okay, he didn't appear. this isn't real, guys. It's all good.
Were you looking in the mirror?
No, I wasn't. To be fair, I was copping out of that. I didn't do it properly.
Shit, he's behind you, bro.
Shit.
Nah.
I'm thinking, are we going to go traditional and go, would someone like Frankenstein just be propelled to the forefront of everything?
Surely it makes sense to just have Satan.
But
I think you're straight to the top. But that's so, I think Santa is kind of void, like, he's separated from the religious aspect of Christmas. It's like the commercial phase. I feel like Satan's a bit too close for home for a lot of people.
Okay, so a cultural icon like Santa.
cultural icon like Santa, have you heard of all these? Have you heard his latest EP?
Yeah, mate. It's fucking fire.
A cultural icon, mate. To be fair, he is a cultural icon. What's his name? The Jack Skeleton guy from fucking Nightmare Before Christmas.
I was just going to come up with like the Pumpkin Man. That's way better.
He's quite iconic.
Yeah. He is, mate. And mate, he's a white faced tall man in a suit. We've got a theme.
Tim Burton. Tim Burton's horror, but not super scary horror. You know.
Yeah, in Burton we trust.
That's Tim Burton, actually.
Tim Burton. Maybe Tim Burton.
He's just the icon.
Mate, that'd be so. Tim Burton.
He is an icon.
Who are you going out with again?
Maybe it'd be like Chinese New Year. So this year is like the year of the pumpkin or the year of the bat. The year of the skeleton. The year of the devil, bitch.
rocks on, man. Year of the devil.
You know what I mean? I reckon we could do it that way. I don't really know.
Are there?
I think. Well,
I was just gonna say like paganistic gods. If anyone knows anything about them, maybe that's.
Who do we have? We've got Gaia.
So that would be the more kind of religious aspect of Halloween.
Gaia's not really Halloween though, is it? Gaia's quite the opposite.
But would also
Gaia's like life, brother.
Naming the single pagan.
let me just call him out. Pagan Bob, what you saying?
Yo, Gaia, you got any of your girls? Nah, I don't. This is like we said, it's a bit impromptu, a bit thrown together this episode.
Yeah, it's loosey-goosey. Because I've just got, like, we don't normally get meta, but I've just thought of a different question for later on. And I kind of want to say it.
Nah.
Is it about Halloween?
It's I don't know, ancient religions. I feel like that could be interesting.
Put that in your back pocket, mate.
Well, you got to wait for 2022,
The people know it's coming.
Not even, we could just We could just do it for BookTube.
Yeah, when we release.
I've got a thought. So, out of your list of, like, you know, the original question, so you're mentioning about movies, TV shows, songs, all that kind of stuff. One thing.
Yeah, what
well,
songs?
I was about to say video games. I think that'd be much bigger. Like, that's a massive thing of Halloween. It's not so big in Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, mate. Horror games are the
a lot of VR shit.
Yeah, you don't really want to get. You don't really want to play as or Santa sled simulator.
Deliver all these presents in such a small amount of time. No, fuck that. Nah, I think what I do like about horror games. One, they're really good to watch on YouTube. Don't really watch them anymore, but they are the shit. Two, it's a really good game to complete with someone. Good. It's like a couch co-op game. One person can be playing it, but you're both partaking because you're both in with the atmosphere that the game brings.
But
yeah,
some games have innovated on that as well, though, which is amazing. Like couch multiplayer. So, have you guys heard of like the Ghost of Medina? Or Until Dawn?
I think so,
You can have, like, multiple controllers connected, and I believe, like, you know how you have an option to speak or do an action? Whoever clicks the controller fastest, I think they kind of get it. Or you can just play it, like Danny said. Someone says, fucking pick up the knife, mate! Fucking hell, the ghost is coming!
Fucking...
Well, it's more like, have you played Outlast? Is it Outlast?
Yeah, that one's scary.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good. That's really fun. What else was
but would
say?
This become more of a... So, people being scared, horror games are more of a kind of yearly thing. People like to get scared all the time. It's not particularly... There's not like the same way Christmas is Christmas. You don't have Christmas decorations. You don't do Christmassy... esque things during the rest of the year.
I don't know about that, mate. I reckon there's some balmy people that have their Christmas decks up all year.
Yeah, it's cool, mate. There's a place near me, King Standing, mate. They're fucking.
But they have it. I don't mind it being outside. Maybe if it's not the full shebang, like a few lights is all right. But if inside you go in their house and it's bloody August, like fucking May, and they've got Christmas tree up with tinsel everywhere. Imagine. And then
that's my point though. Like, so Christmas is, it's odd to celebrate Christmas outside of the period that is the Christmas festive season. If we treated Halloween like that, would people be like, oh no, I only play Outlast, you know, October the 1st, bang, it's when I get out all my horror games, bish bash. Or would we treat horror and being scared as still a year round, because obviously it gets ramped up now.
I feel you.
Like, if you look at anything pop culture, it's getting a bit more spooky. But would we keep it as a sacred? Oh no! 1st of October. That's when you're allowed to get out all the scary shit.
Yeah, I'd like it.
You'd
that way.
You'd like it that way.
But I'm like it that way because I'm a fucking Grinch anyway. I hate people who, like, my sister posted. Don't get me started on Santa. Anyway,
I'm fucking bubbling.
He's a fucking cultural icon, mate. What's your fucking problem? Jesus.
Yeah, I don't, Macklin. We'll do this off the air because we'll be going for years. don't lie to your kids. Anyway, it's just my sister posted in like the start of October a fucking meme in our family group chat being like, only 80 fucking summer days to Christmas. And like, that's a quarter of the year, bruv. Why are you so hyped for a singular day? It's shit anyway. Everybody argues. You eat the same food that you did last year. It's fucking cold. It's just like, I don't get it. The holiday season, yeah, it's cool. I like the whole season. Everyone's coming home for like Christmas. It's nice. But yeah, New Year's way better. Boxing Day's way better. There's no pressure on it. But Christmas, everyone's like, it's got to be great. It's got to be this. Like, you've got to see all the families who spend half the day driving around anyway.
The best bit about...
And sometimes I forget to give out the cookies on Christmas Eve for Santa, so it's kind of just a bit of a shit show, really. And then I just feel guilty that he's not getting his cookies.
Well, is there anything to feel guilty about? You know?
Yeah, because Santa's...
Yeah, lying to your kids about Santa.
There's nothing to lie about in case my nieces and nephews listen to this. It's all fine, guys. It's fine. Well, okay, so I'm... Okay, Danny, is this a fair assessment of your sister then, based on what you've just said? Is she a Facebook mum?
I don't think that she's not a Facebook mate. She was a Prosecco girl. Now she's got two kids.
Okay, so...
Which is great. She's a great woman.
I'm not saying anything about how good of a mum she is, but think of that character of person who's a young mother and they're posting on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Like, are they going to be posting only 6 months until Shocktober?
Oh, mate, yeah, no, she bangs on about it, mate. She non-stop on her Snapchat is just throws the kids.
Yeah.
All the time. Which is fair enough. The light of her eye, all that.
That's
jazz, but
I love that.
You've not got anything else going on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as you can tell, I don't think Danny wants a child.
Well, he certainly doesn't want to lie to them about nothing to lie about.
No, yeah. If I've got a kid, I'm not lying to it. But it takes away the magic.
I don't fucking love it.
We're getting wildly off topic here. Okay,
so there would be people that are hyped about Halloween and the month around it all year round. Is that what we're establishing?
I think those kinds of people would be way better than the people that get hyped about Christmas. Because Christmas doesn't really have... Christmas is Christmas. It's the whole concept of it is to come together and give presents to each other. Whereas I feel like Halloween...
It's a bit more communal.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say communal. I'd say Halloween's more. It's got more of a meat around on its bones. It's everyone wants to get scared. It's like an objective is to like try and get scared, and I feel like the people that put the same energy into their Christmas decorations, if they put that energy into, I don't know, making their house spooky or spooking people or doing something like, I don't know, I feel like they'd just be. The end product would be better for the Halloween product, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
That's what I mean. Like, they're doing it so people can come into the house and, like, they can give to the people that are coming for trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, Christmas, everyone's just doing it to be like, look at my house. Look how much I love Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the reason I say it's more communal is because at Christmas, yeah, you give to your friends and family, but at Halloween, you give to any cunt who knocks on your door.
That's very...
Any fucking twatty little child.
Little bastard.
Wait.
You want this fucking dairy milk? Eat it now. Poof.
Here's another question, though.
We like kids.
Are we giving out sweets, like, every day of October? Because if so, I'm bankrupt. Like, how can anyone do that?
That's just Halloween.
Good.
Yeah, you'll get the cheeky ones.
Because you don't give presents every day of December. So that's all good. Yeah, just to clear that up.
No, exactly. I feel like people would invest a lot more in the tricks.
That'd be cool.
Mm.
I mean, it'd be trick or treat, but, like, you better give me a treat, otherwise you are getting royally tricked.
Yeah, I feel like there could be... Oh, but then you're lying to people. You're tricking people, damn it. You're deceiving people.
I feel like based on our previous conversation...
But what about the
based on our previous conversation, Danny would have, like, a cannon faced up his chimney with just non-stop Santa balls that just shoot up when a kid comes to the front door just to freak them out.
No, mate, I just give him treats, mate. No, mate, I can't be bothered with that. Because if I give a treat out, someone's going to treat me. If I trick someone, they're going to trick me, and then it's a constant war. Then.
That's so fun.
That's way more fun.
Oh, yeah, no, it's
just... You trick your neighbours who are adults, and then you give to the kids. That could be the rule.
Yeah.
And I think if you were to put your adult brain power into a trick, like if it was more, like Halloween is kind of more of a, it is just for children at the, well, not just for children, but like it is more focused on the, oh, go out as a kid with your mate, like go trick or treating. If it was to be kind of adults still sort of did it, it was more socially acceptable. Imagine the mad tricks you could think of, like...
That's what I mean.
You could do with it, and then maybe... I like the idea that maybe two neighbouring communities are, like, have had this 50, 60-year feud going on. And, like, obviously, there's definitely probably stuff like that out there at Halloween, but it would be, like...
Those two churches that fire...
what was it? Is it Roman candles?
Yeah. They literally fire rockets.
That's far better than the idea that I had of football derbies. Like, you see the opposing team, and you're like, I'm gonna get you at Halloween, you dickhead. You watch, like, but
no, I like
good. It's good, but you know, churches but just they firing do that at candles at each other. That's relentless.
It's these. I think it's in. Oh, where is
I was about
it?
To say Italy say
it's
or Spain.
Greece. It's in Greece. Oh, Greece. It's in Greece. It's at Easter. On Easter, though.
Shout out to the Greek listeners. You guys don't
play.
These
two Greek villages. These two little tiny towns.
They don't play. Yeah, they exactly. fight. I like. But I like. No, I'll go back to the derby thing. That's kind of funny. Imagine, Man U, the Man U Man City rivalry where every year. The prank that they're doing is just getting more elaborate.
Takes it way too far.
Like, they try and...
Like, it will get to that point.
Oh, yeah, they take it way too far and get...
Well, like, think about police presence. Oh, I'm trying to think of, like, a big event where shit goes wrong. Maybe, like, 420.
Or presence from the police.
But, like, 420, right? Like, imagine something like that where you just have, like, a strong police presence.
Never heard of it, mate.
Oh, okay. It's a little...
When is it?
No, I'm usually just really stoned. I'm joking.
You're living the spirit of the day. That's all good.
But usually, I think it's usually just a bit of a hazy day. Forget it.
Yeah, bro.
So, would you have this kind of thing of like bulky police presence just like waiting around these neighborhoods that are warring with each other? Yeah,
on Halloween.
With each other. That'd be jokes.
Well, isn't there what's the night mischief night the night before Halloween?
Oh, is it? Yeah, I've heard of that actually.
Yeah, that's where people like egg houses or like teepee houses or just generally go around causing mischief. So that'd be extended as well.
So like instead of Christmas Eve, it's Mischief Night. That's good.
It's Mischief Month with fucking Halloween on the end of it, bro.
That's sick. How about, would it be a bit like the Purge?
Crime
like,
would just
there's
increase,
certain
wouldn't
rules
it?
And stuff where you're allowed to do this and that. Like,
you can
paint people's houses. Like, you can throw paint bombs. I don't know why I drew paint bombs, but you can throw like these things if they're you buy certain products that are like you know verified that you can wash off and shit.
That's different. I was like, if it's property damage,
how do you do that though?
But the one Purge night you'd have to go ham with the pranks.
Yeah, because there'd be bootleg paint bombs that be like, man, it's verified, and you throw
it's
it.
Like
and
it's acid. Like permanent. You've like just taken down the guy.
Yeah, I was about to say it.
That's how vicious it is.
Yeah, like Alien.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see a night of mischief like going on before the main night, but even the main night's going to be a bit wild because people will just get carried away.
We never got round to the songs either. What tunes
song?
Are we playing?
You said this over the phone to me earlier, and I was like, what songs are to do with Halloween? Like, I've never really heard of that comparison before. Would you be playing, like, soundtracks from, like, Friday the 13th or...
Mate, it's just eerie music the entire every time you're in Asda, it's just like eerie music as you're trying to play,
and like the lights just flicker,
really suspense building. Everywhere, mate. It'd be
you have like the aisles as well, and like the staff are in on the joke, and they're obviously just changing all the aisle numbers around. So you're like trying to find, aisle 17 is that way, mate. All right, cheers, mate. And then you fucking go wandering around the store to actually find where aisle 17 should be.
Oh, just like the really mundane pranks.
Like, shit.
Literally, like, they get to aisle 17 and nobody's down the aisle, and all of a sudden there's just an empty trolley rolling towards them, creaking as the
on
light
fire
flickers
as well.
Oh,
just like pitter pattering behind them. I'm just trying to buy some crisps, man.
I was only here looking for ketchup.
Just like there's
no ketchup here.
The little old grannies are just having heart attacks left, right, and center.
Yeah, do you reckon there'd be people? Do you know the way at the moment there's people who didn't want to wear a mask for COVID bought one of those lanyards with like flowers on it or whatever that says I've got a hidden disability? Do you reckon there'd be one of them? But like, I don't want to partake in Halloween. Don't scare me. I've got a heart condition or something.
So
like that.
I was.
Oh mate, I can't control my bladder anymore. Just
too
don't,
much ketamine.
Please.
So. I think because obviously this is a lot like this is a really long tradition in this alternate reality, right? So people are going to be very used to being scared around this time of year or spooked out. So I think people's tolerance levels are going to be super high. So it's going to be less likely that people are going to have heart attacks and.
But yeah, you said
there's
that,
always
a jump scare always gets you. Like apart from the only person, apart from my mate Cuban, everyone will get, like, everyone will get scared by a jump scare. Apart from him, who I've jumped out several times, he's scared. He gives you the most dissatisfying, unsatisfying. He just stares at you, and you're like, "Oh, I really thought this was gonna be a good jump scare."
Does he get scared by films or anything?
I think so. Yeah, he gets scared by films, but it's just like the actual how everyone, like, what I'm saying, like, in this city, yeah, everyone will get jump scared, but there's an annoying breed of people that just don't get the jump scare.
Yeah, no, I get that. I do get that. There's a really good game.
I dropped out.
Emily Wants to Play.
Oh, I've heard of it, yeah.
It's like the Slenderman game, but on steroids. Like Slenderman, you're walking around just finding papers, and you got to avoid Slenderman. When you're doing it for Emily Wants to Play, you get put. You, I think you're a pizza delivery man or some shit. And you're delivering this pizza in it, and you go into this house, and there's dolls, mate. There's like 4 or 5 different types of doll, and they've all got different rule sets. And the entirety of it is just the whole game's jump scares. Like, it's a bit samey, but like, oh my god, it is intense. It is very, very, very intense.
Scary.
Oh, yeah. We are experiencing some technical difficulties. Macklin has disappeared. Oh, and he's back.
I'm back. I was just abducted.
He's back.
I'm back.
Okay. I want to know.
Okay.
Let's dig into the songs for just a hot second. What kind of? Because Christmas songs, they're all about all I want. It's all about love. They're all about sharing love and this and that.
Christmas.
Do they know it's Christmas? Yeah. So we're talking about meeting the loved ones or sharing.
It's pretty
stuff.
Mundane, actually. Fucking dead, if you think about it. It's just all about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's a whole. This podcast that I watch listen to, Dynamic Banter. They've got one episode or maybe a few episodes. They had a whole spiel about how they hated Christmas songs, and then there's what's the one by the Beatles?
Christmas song by the Beatles. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, they had this one where it's like, this actually is a good, one of the only good Christmas songs. It is, because they are all trash.
They are pretty terrible. And like,
I don't know, the one by Rage Against the Machine.
What's that
was
one?
Good.
Rage Against the Machine. Oh, I don't.
They were. No, it was a. I swear it was Killing in the Name of. They got number one around Christmas time because it was like a. It's not crowdfunded, but it was like a publicity thing just by people on the internet being like, "Fuck Christmas songs."
Yeah. Is it the Die Hard of Christmas songs?
Yeah.
Everyone debates if it's actually a Christmas song.
Yeah.
No, it was more that it is a Christmas number one.
Killing in the Name. You're right, Danny. Yeah.
When it,
that's mad.
Yeah.
Killing in the Name of.
Because they did a recording of it, and obviously they were on the news, or not news, they were on TV because they were singing their Killing in the Name of live.
With Christmas trees all around them and shit.
And it was at a point, he goes, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. So they weren't allowed to say that, the fuck you bit. They're just like, I won't do what you tell me. Then like two, just like, boom, boom, just dead noise. And then, I won't do what you tell me. Just guitar strumming, going, boom, boom, I won't do what you tell me. And it drops, and they go, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. And obviously, at that bit, they just start singing it, mate. And then it just cuts off. And like, what did you expect? It's a song about rebelling against the system you're trying to enforce on them.
I love how they went with it until the bitter end. That was perfect.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you've got to get to the point. They want the song to be heard, and they're like, those who die, that's the man. Anyway.
Have you seen, on the topic of like TV, bands rebelling against like TV performances, have you seen the MTV Top of the Pops?
Not recently, like, but like from the...
No, sorry, not MTV, sorry. Wait 1 second, I'm currently in a cupboard and there's a boiler. We can... So there's a lot of background sound of the boiler heating.
It's nice and toasty in there.
Oh, so just...
Yeah, no, it's pretty
it's
cold.
But that made me laugh so much, I just spiked the mic from laughing.
Right, okay, we'll go. Yeah, okay, but no, so not MTV. Nirvana, Top of the Pops. They basically.
No, I've never seen Nirvana live.
It's it's so funny because basically they Top of the Pops had a rule where you have to have a backing track apart from. I think it is the whole. You have to have a backing track playing, but like, so that people can hear it. And they just started. They obviously weren't right. playing. So then Kurt Cobain just starts, like, eating the microphone, the bassist, I forget his name. He's just, like, swinging his bass guitar around his head like this.
Just obviously be like, we're not doing this. Look at
this. Just it's fucking great.
No, there was a big thing about Top of the Pops, wasn't it? Because there's a big thing that you do need a backing track, so no one's singing at any point, really.
And there's like, fuck this.
You can tell. You can literally tell. Back in the day, there wasn't as good TV editing. Like, I was chatting to my dad, it's been going on for years. He was like, it's just a bit of a joke because you can see people like trip up or they'll like just look away and start talking to someone or do something else and the song still plays. It's like, what? Oh, come on.
What? So when it pans into the crowd,
right?
Like when it's like just terrible like B-roll shots. Is that what you're talking about? I'm a little bit. Oh.
No, like, as in, when, say if someone did that now, say if mid song they cut out a bit or like were out of sync. The editing abilities now would be able to sort of like either make it in sync or they'd cut to the crowd, sort it out, and then cut back to the singer. Like they've just got better technology now to sort of go around that. Whereas back in the day, they'd just roll with it. They had no other choice.
Yeah. They could probably only afford like just one decent camera as well, like most of the time. So,
it's big. Top of the box, mate. It's tip top show. It's really big. Yeah. Probably is. I don't know. I don't really watch TV anymore. I don't think anyone watches TV religiously anymore. I think it's more streaming. Anyway, well, classically, we've gone off topic. And we are at the end of the show, unless you want to keep going for a bit.
I'm sure we could talk about a lot more, but maybe we could save it for next year. I don't know.
Yeah, mate. Well, we'll do it. We could do more special episodes in the meantime. Keep the cogs turning whilst we prepare book two.
Just little bite-sized ones. You said that we say at 41 minutes.
Half of a normal show.
Yeah. Little digestible
shows. That's not too bad.
There or thereabouts.
But yeah, we just.
And Gaz is going to be. Gaz is going to be home soon.
Ooh. Okay.
Is Gaz spooky or something?
Well,
ooh. Oh shit.
Gaz is a ghost. No, he's a tall man in a wolf suit and with a white face.
Oh shit! Right, I'm out of here. We're not waiting till he gets back.
Oh fuck! Let's run.
We've got to polish off this carbonara and clean the rest of it.
We do. But yeah, I don't know. Should we leave a question? I feel like this one. Should we leave a question?
Yeah. See if anyone made it through to the end.
What is your favourite Halloween costume?
Ooh, nice. Remember, you keep it politically correct nowadays.
You can't just say, like, Arab. That's not a costume. That's
no, sorry. Okay.
Like, that's, no. You can't. You're not allowed to do that.
What, so are you leaving us with the listeners rather than ourselves? What do you want?
Get answering. Well, well, you can answer.
I was going to play on cultural trends. Everyone.
Macklin, to be fair, you do make a pretty sexy cat.
Thank you. Meow.
You make a well naughty cat, Jesus.
Meow, baby.
I was thinking Squid Game. Have you guys seen that? Have you seen the mid?
No, not seen it. Don't.
Meme pages on Instagram just keep sharing like this is going to be the most bought costume in Halloween history. Buy it from our website right now. It's just so bait. But actually,
is it the guys in like morph suits with the fucking PS5 or PS or PlayStation?
Yeah, it's pretty cool actually. But I wouldn't wear it now. Maybe a few years down the line when everyone's forgot about it. But yeah.
Yeah, I did see it though. They've done well with that morph.
They have.
Yeah, bring it back.
Okay, should we wrap up then?
Always wrap up, mate. It's a crucial thing.
Sexual health clinic.
That is scary.
I was more because it's getting.
Fuck me.
I was just talking because it's getting cold, mate. You need to wrap up. It's a jungle out there.
Yeah.
It's getting pretty dicey with everyone getting ill.
Yeah. Definitely. True. Okay, everyone. Well.
And obviously.
Stay safe. Stay warm. And stay hydrated. Because we've been the What Could Have Been podcast. Does that make sense? No. But I'm Macklin.
I've not been Danny.
I've not been either of these guys. Okay, well, see you in the next installment, whenever that may be. But book two confirmed in New Year of 2022. No pressure, boys.
Oh, pray do him not hold.
Well, big love.
What could have been?
I'm Matt.
I'm not Matt. Oh, God, you do it.
I'm not Danny.
Okay, listeners, if you're confused, we're all different people.
From the top.
God damn it.
Macklin, you do it again.
Right.
We'll do it properly.
Well, I've been Macklin.